where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. This is Blackburn Radio News, Sarnia.
Sarnia Lambton's COVID figure saw little change over the past 24 hours. Lambton Public Health is reporting just one new case today, no new resolved cases, and no new deaths. The last time the health unit reported a double-digit hike in cases was back on May 28th. Since then, there's been a total of 157 cases. Back on December 31st, the health unit reported a single-day high of 93 cases. Ontario's Science Table believes vaccine passports could help in the fight against COVID. The group of experts says a certificate system could allow high-risk settings to reopen sooner and with greater capacity, and that they could help guide the reintroduction of public health measures if there's an increase in cases. The Science Table says privacy and equity concerns need to be considered before a certificate system is implemented. Premier Doug Ford has said he won't introduce a proof of vaccination system. Snack packs for those in need can be picked up at the Inn of the Good Shepherd's mobile market locations across the community. Executive Director Miles Vanney says the program will run until about mid-September.
Kids with no school being on, no student nutrition program, and a lot of families rely on that for that little extra boost for their kids. We're able to kind of fill that gap and make sure kids get some good snacks every day.
That program supported around 3,200 children last year. Sarnia Fire has some new wheels to respond to emergencies in the city. A brand new aerial truck, estimated to cost around $1.4 million, arrived at the Wellington Street Fire Hall this week. City Council approved the purchase of the fire truck in March. It replaces another that's been in service for about two decades. A Sarnia-born rock icon has been inducted into the Canadian Songwriters Hall of Fame. Kim Mitchell was officially inducted into the hall yesterday morning, nearly a year and a half after it was announced he would be a 2020 inductee. The 69-year-old Mitchell joined Cool 106.3's Max Major this week to talk about the honor and his career in music. Mitchell expressed how all of his songs are basically his kids, so he can't really choose a favorite.
But there's certain songs that I think I am proud of. On the Road by Max Webster, All We Are in my solo career, I Am a Wild Party, Lager and Ale, and my new song, The Best I Never Had, off the Big Fantasize.
Mitchell, a graduate of the former St. Clair Secondary School in Sarnia, was the lead singer of Max Webster before going solo in 1982. An e-bike was stolen near downtown Sarnia sometime overnight. Now city police are looking for the culprit. The theft happened on Queen Street near Johnston Street between midnight and 6. A photo of the bike is on blackburnnews.com. Anyone with info is please ask to call police. And an Arcona man may have had one too many beers last night. The 37-year-old was charged after he attempted to enter a home that he thought was his. Police said no entry was gained and say the individual was showing signs of impairment. The man was charged with trespassing and fined $65. In sports, the Sarnia Brigade are in London tonight to face the Ilderton Red Army. First pitch goes after 7. The Tigers will go for their 7th straight win this afternoon. They play Texas in about an hour. The Jays have the night off. The Red Sox and Yankees square off from Boston. And a Tigers draft pick who grew up in Brightsgrove has signed his first big league contract. Jordan Marks was drafted in the 8th round of the MLB draft earlier this month. His signing bonus is for $150,000. Blue water weather, sun and cloud today in Sarnia, a high near 27. Cloudy this evening, chance of showers overnight, low 17. Friday, slight chance of showers along with some cloudy skies, south winds high 28, clear tomorrow night, another low of 17. Saturday, cloudy, chance of showers high 27, Sunday sun and cloud high 29.
Find us on the World Wide Web at blackburnnews.com/sarnia.